Welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And we have a great podcast in store for you guys today. So, let's kick it off with this week's joke of the week.
It's our 1 year and one podcast anniversary. Yay! Okay, the joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Yeah, so the joke is, why did the triangle refuse to be friends with the circle?
I don't know. Seems very strange.
Because he found the circle pointless.
Oh. Yeah. He's a pointist.
What?
He's a pointist?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what that means. That should be our next big word of the week.
Pointist. I don't know. Maybe it is a word. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to run into this week's big word of the week, which is presented by the Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is efflorescence. Efflorescence is spelled EFFLORESCENCE. Efflorescence.
Oh, ma!
And probably wondering what it means, so I should probably tell you. Efflorescence means the state of flowering or blooming. So, Dayton, do you know anything about the state of flowering or blooming?
Flowers do it, and when people go through growth spurts, they get tall, and they bloom! I won't be going through one of those anytime soon.
Okay! Reflecting upon yourself just on the podcast. Okay, we're going to jump into this week's draft, which is about...
Drum roll, please. Oh, yeah, never mind. It's just superheroes.
Okay, so Dayton has the first pick for the draft. So, Dayton, let's hear it.
The first pick of the 2019 superhero draft is... Green Lantern!
Yeah! Wait, why did you pick Green Lantern?
Because he can use his imagination to create anything with his ring.
Can he create kryptonite?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Green Lantern.
He's Green Lantern. Okay, so your favorite superhero is Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And I have the next two picks. My first one, of course, my favorite superhero, The Flash.
Vroom, vroom.
Because he can go really fast. He's like, duh-duh-duh. And he's fast.
Skirt!
Do you have anything to say about The Flash?
He's fast.
Oh, wow.
I know someone who can blow right past him. Drumroll. Oh, never mind.
It's my next pick.
Wait, oh, dang it.
My next pick is Superman. Because Superman is like... Okay, so now I have both of these fast superheroes, because Superman can fly just as fast as The Flash can run.
Yeah. Wow. Now my pick. My pick, which is Green Arrow.
Why?
Because he,
Because he can shoot arrows?
The animated one looks really different than the regular one.
Because you like the... Because he can shoot arrows?
I don't know. He's got them speedy arrows. He's got grappler arrows. He's got electric. Okay, let's go.
I'm going to my final pick, which is Batman.
Because
he has all the gear and he has a cave that's huge.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a big cave?
With a butler.
Named Alfred.
And he has no superpowers.
Okay, Dayton, what is your final pick?
The last, but not least... And you know, he's your favorite. Everyone out there, it's Black Panther.
Yeah. I wonder if somebody's going to say something Marvel related. still DC. Okay, anyway, Dayton, why is your choice Black Panther?
Because everyone loves Black Panther.
Yeah. trying to go for the popular approach. Okay. So that's this week's draft. If you would like to send us in a subject for the draft or any of these other segments that we're about to go over, or even recommendations, I don't know, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com.
And win cool prizes.
Like?
Man/woman handbags.
Wow!
T-shirts.
Ooh.
Cars.
Yeah!
Okay. Stickers.
Cool!
And much more.
Do I want an explanation?
Oh, I thought you were going to say I want an Xbox. I was like,
yeah. I want that too.
In your dreams, kid.
Can send you a box.
A box.
Just a box.
Yeah.
There's no X.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go into this week's little known Black history fact, which is presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. Located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. This week's little-known Black history fact is, of the 12.5 million Africans shipped to the New World during the transatlantic slave trade, fewer than 388,000 arrived in the United States.
So they probably, like, died from the plague or something? Or smallpox?
Yeah.
I study that stuff.
The plague? Sounds like some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
The plague.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go into this week's book recommendation, which Dayton will also present to us today.
Okay. The book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Today's book recommendation is Sugar Changed the World by Mark Aronson. Okay. By Mark Aronson. Sugar has left a bloody trail through human history. Cane, not cotton or tobacco, drove the bloody Atlantic slave trade and took the lives of countless Africans who toiled on vast sugar plantations under cruel overseers.
Wow, Mark. Great job.
Yeah.
And that's just the summary. Mm-hmm. Imagine what the real book's like.
I already read it.
Good job. Okay, now we're gonna speed jog.
Speed jog? Well, that's a new one.
Yeah, it is. You want to see how it works? Like,
oh, no, thank you.
Okay, now we're going to speed jog into this week's tech fact, which Dayton also wants to tell us about.
Yeah, I want to. Tech fact is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair.
If we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Today's tech fact is a real goodie. Yeah. For all you hackers out there, for 20 years, the password for U.S. nuclear missiles was 00000000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, I got it that time.
Yeah, I heard there's a new Mission Impossible coming out. It's called Really Easy Mission. Okay. Anyway, that's this week's tech fact. And now we're going to go into the final segment for this week's podcast, which is Random Act of Kindness. Because sometimes you just got to do kindness randomly.
Yeah.
This week's Random Act of Kindness is presented by Howell and Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. This week's Random Act of Kindness is to write letters to soldiers that are deployed, which is a really good one because, you know, sometimes they need some encouragement. And they need some good stuff.
Some good stuff.
Like letters. Even if you just mail it to just a random one, you don't even know who it's going to get to.
So, bam.
Good thing to do.
Whammo.
Okay. So, as you start to wrap this podcast, we'd like to give some shout-outs to some people who make us possible. This week, our song was You and I by Rick James. And our producer slash director, B.L. Sill.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. So long, folks.
Ian Day from Murray Physical Therapy, 52 Podcast. and some cool shout-outs to us, so we really appreciate it. And we compliment you on all that you've done.